Friends, we welcome to our program as we link now with Dan Dennehy. And Dan is the chairman of the National Immigration Committee of the Ancient Order of Hibernians. And indeed, he, among other things, is the Hudson Valley AOH Irish Festival. And the 2016 commemoration events. Dan, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Adrian.
I know that this week the focus, as you would well know, since your wife, Siobhan Dennehy, is the executive director of the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, the focus of this week is indeed on the tragedy, the six who died, and the seven who are struggling to live in Berkeley in California due to the collapse of the balcony where all of this took place in split seconds.
Yes, indeed.
It is something, as I say, which will be ongoing. One of the reasons that we of course would like to and welcome you on this morning is that it seems like you're getting the jump on what is now one of the first centenary commemorations and a series of events which are coming up. But tell us first, if you will, about the 100th anniversary of the death of Cork-born the Fenian and the newspaper editor Jeremiah O'Donovan Rossa.
Well, thank you very much, Adrian. Of course, we're all very concerned about the loss of lives, and the Ancient Order of Hibernians and many others have sent their protest letters into the publisher of the New York Times, Schlesinger, and all the editors. We don't want humble rags from minor characters. We want this retracted and the apology made formal. I know that's like pulling teeth, but that's why we're going to continue until we get it.
Yeah, and just to put this to bed, they have put more effort into, again, their half-assed apologies and whatever. They must be up nights hoping that this will just go away, and it's not going to go away.
It's not going to go away. From the minute that we saw the wood shredded off the side of the building, from the phone calls that we got from the other coast, we knew that this was a construction accident. And there's actually J-1s in the Emerald Isle office whose friends, family members are victims and were attending that party. Everybody knows now that it had nothing to do with these innocents that left their families 10 days or a week before. That's the last thing you want to do is to make a trip to America. So everyone is doing everything they can. It was wonderful that the Chicago Immigrant Support Group started the GoFundMe. It's now up to over $250,000. It's going directly in. It's being administered now by the center in San Francisco. Yeah. The Ancient Order of Hibernians National Board has made a significant emergency contribution. The letters to the editor is in. There's going to be a memorial mass on Thursday.
Yep.
6:30 p.m., organized by the Consul General, and everybody's going to come from everywhere. We hope that a lot of the J-1s in New York can make it, but the AOH, the Emerald Isle, all the immigration centers.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the Asking Center is coordinating a bus from St. Barnabas that's being sponsored by St. Barnabas. You get in touch with the Asking Center, and you can be picked up at the Asking Center in Barnabas or the Emerald Isle in Woodlawn. I know that Paul Finnegan is also arranging transportation in Queens. This is just like every incident that we ever have in New York of late, we're able to combine as a group to support the Irish community.
Yeah.
And that is something that we're very proud of. And that's another thing that brings us to the other commemoration, which is 100 years ago, the biggest news anywhere was the loss of O'Donovan Rossa. It made headlines in all countries. And unfortunately overshadowed by the incidents in California, we have a commemoration next weekend here in New York.
tell us about, first of all, fill us in a little bit on Jeremiah O'Donovan Rossa.
Well, when Jeremiah O'Donovan Rossa was a child, he witnessed his father die of starvation in Ungwartamore. Mm-hmm. He went on to become a leader of the Fenian movement in Ireland. He was imprisoned, and he was sent on a prison ship to Australia as a felon. Mm-hmm. He was such an unrepentant and unconquerable man, as he's been referred to, that they actually shackled him Abu Ghraib style to the floor, his face 2 feet off of the floor of the cell, and he had to eat his food like a dog because his hands were manacled behind his back. He was able to be part of an escape from that prison. And when these men came to the United States, the mayor of New York, I believe, is Teddy Roosevelt, and the president was Ulysses S. Grant. They raced out to greet the Cuba Five on the ship that they came in after escaping on the Catalpa. Mm-hmm. And they were feted, not only in the United States, in New York, but in the White House. He went on to become an educator. He was a promoter of Irish language and culture. He was also, as I said, an unrepentant Fenian, so he had a very interesting life as a newspaper publisher, editor. So he was a media man of his own day, and his paper was read in both continents, and I'm sure it was also well read by the British island as well. And his wife was a support system for us for his entire life, because he spent a lot of time in jail. His wife is a character that we learned about at Drew University at a seminar earlier this year. And it's amazing that this family is still around, and they have amazing progeny, and one of them is making a documentary film. So that's part of the reason why we created this effort.
Just to put a timeline in this, Dan Denny, he was born in 1831.
Correct.
And, in fact, he his Fenian uprising, and he was credited or damned for being for his part in planning the Fenian uprising of 1865. Served 8 years in English prison, and indeed then banished to Van Diemen's Land. But he to bring and to tie it in with the New York and the American connection. He was editor of the United Irishman newspaper.
Correct. And so, you know, for a multifaceted man, we felt that there was nothing else that we could do but have a collaborative effort of the entire community to commemorate him. I was approached last October by a young member of the Manhattan Gales football team named Sarah Thornton, who works at the Irish Arts Center.
Right.
And a young fellow named Joe O'Brien and Simon Gillespie from the New York GAA. And they said, can we do something together? And, of course, as somebody that promotes Irish culture with the Hudson Valley Irish Fest and the Ancient Order of Hibernians through all our works, it made sense. And I'm a past president of the Cork Association, and Cork had already begun their commemorations. And knowing that O'Donovan Rossa, when he died in Staten Island, our national president of the Ladies AOH, Mary Hogan, lived there.
Yeah.
And he still had family there, and he just lost one of his one of the legislators out there was named Francis Xavier O'Donovan, and he was a direct descendant. And there's other members of legislature that are still alive and are members of his family. I knew that it was just a matter of getting the word out, and that's why we're here a week away on Saturday, June 27th. There's going to be a commemorative GAA Sevens competition at Gaelic Park at 10:30. And teams are still welcome to enroll. They can enroll by getting in touch with us at New York, NYGAAGDO@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we want regular everybody to come up there at 10:30 in the morning and spend the day with us and have fun and enjoy each other's community. The AOH is going to be there. They're going to have a booth there and have information about O'Donovan Rossa and the Ancient Order of Hibernians. And it'd be a great opportunity to get together, but It's a wonderful, youthful effort to commemorate O'Donovan Roy.
Now, this is a three-day series of events. Saturday, as you say, in Gaelic Park. Sunday.
Well, Sunday is action-packed. On Sunday, we have the County Cork Association, through the chairman, Tom Murphy, have set up a wonderful program, starting with Mass at 1 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be a luncheon with, cocktails. Entertainment by Donny Carroll. He's putting together a whole program of music.
Nobody better, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a guest speaker. And the guest speaker is the national historian of the Ancient Order Hibernians and former editor of the Hibernian Digest, Mike McCormick,
yeah.
Who's going to give us details about the gent,
yeah.
The man's life. About the life and times of O'Donovan Ross.
And where is this taking place today?
That's going to be at the County Cork Association's building at 3301 Greenpoint Avenue in Long Island City, New York, at 1 p.m. And if you want to get information, you can get in touch with Mayor Driscoll at 718-891-0388 or Teresa Goodwin-Smith,
mm-hmm.
718-651-7336.
And Monday...
On Monday,
the
Ancient Order of Hibernians, Ladies Ancient Order of Hibernians, National President, Mary Hogan, has arranged a wonderful commemoration on the actual day, the 100th anniversary of his passing, in Staten Island, with a memorial mass at 12 noon at St. Peter's Roman Catholic Church in St. Mark's Place in the New Brighton section of Staten Island. Mass will be in memory of Jeremiah and Mary Jane O'Donovan Rossa, followed by a wreath laying at the O'Donovan Rossa family grave in St. Peter's Cemetery. That's off Broadway in Staten Island.
Yeah.
And then that will be followed by a reception at Blessed Sacrament Parish Hall at 30 Manor Road off Forest Avenue, where Dr. Judy Campbell, the lady I spoke of earlier,
yeah.
Who spoke extensively about O'Donovan Rossa's wife, will give a great talk about the O'Donovan Rossa family.
I want to give, since, you know, the advanced time here is, we're talking about 1 week away. Let me give a telephone number, make this a bit easier,
okay.
And that's your one. That's 914-588-2710. Dan Dennehy, Chairman of the National Immigration Committee of the Ancient Order of Hibernians and Hudson Valley Irish Fest, and you're stuck into just about so many organizations, and a very prominent member, friends of the Irish American community. By the way, we should thank and acknowledge that on this occasion, and particularly for the Mass and commemoration that is taking place at St. Patrick's Cathedral on next Thursday evening at 6:30, you have mentioned that there will be a great outpouring of the J1 students. This event is open, not is it only open, but this is a community gathering to show support and to indeed pass on condolences and support to the six who were killed and the seven whose lives are indeed will be changed for ever and a day. But all of this indeed has the support of the Consul General of Ireland, Barbara Jones, here, as in fact to your events. We do know that the consuls general throughout the United States, the Irish ones, are indeed have books of condolences that are indeed in the process. But so do the Irish organizations here, including the Emerald Isle, Ashling, and also the New York Irish Center.
Correct.
All of them indeed. But let's open this up and get the message across that this event taking place at St. Patrick's Cathedral next Thursday evening is open, and everybody is welcome indeed to show support and to indeed pass on our best wishes and our support to all the families affected. Dan, again, that telephone number is 914-588-2710. A huge an exciting weekend coming up. Again, celebrating and commemorating the 100th anniversary of indeed Jeremiah O'Donovan Rossa. Thanks for joining us, and Danny, a regular contributor indeed to our own programs here.
Adrian, I have to say, nothing happens in this city without the support of the Adrian Flannery Show, and I thank you for letting me in at the last minute, and also thank you to Barbara Jones and the entire Consul General for their continued support for good, solid events in the United States, and also the important events that sometimes strike us that we all need to get together. So thank you to both.
Listen, Dan, I give you, we're good at this kind of stuff. I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. Happy Father's Day tomorrow.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you.
Hey, you're supposed to say, and to you too.
I did say that. I didn't say it loud enough. And, of course, you're one of the best dads in New York, and I'll never forget when my children were up there on the radio with you, and it's always great. Thank you, and God bless you, Adrian,
okay.
And have a great Father's Day.
Thank you. Friends, indeed, a powerhouse somebody who, as I say, tongue-in-cheek, is a stuck in everything but a tireless worker in the Irish community. Dan Dennehy, their chairman of the National Immigration Committee of the Ancient Order of Hibernians. One more time, 914-588-2710. Again, friends, the Mass in St. Patrick's Cathedral next Thursday evening is scheduled for 6:30, and everybody is welcome, and indeed it will be an opportunity for all of us to get together and show our support and also our condolences to the families who have families and indeed their relatives and friends who will remember this as the worst possible week in recent Irish history. I got to play a little